No, we're going to another side. This is side B of tape 7. Justice Thomas E. Brennan and Roger Lane with him in his office. And today is February 14th, and we're nearing the end of the audio taping of Judge Brennan. Now, how about apportionment? We haven't had anything to do with apportionment yet.
Okay. I just got the case out, Roger, to sort of refresh my recollection. And the case that I participated in is in 387 Michigan and begins at 442. It was in re the apportionment of a legislature. And to set the scene, the situation was that the Constitution of the State of Michigan established an eight-member apportionment commission consisting of four Democrats and four Republicans. I'm not sure whether they were chosen by their respective parties or whether they were nominated by the governor. By the parties? Well, in any case, they represented the two parties and the two major political parties. And their job was to come up with a new map of the state of Michigan showing the the senatorial and legislative districts for the state of Michigan. Every 10 years, when the census was taken, the commission met, and every 10 years, the commission managed to stalemate, predictably, because of the split between four Republicans and four Democrats in the membership of the commission. They did so in 1972. Under the Constitution, if the commission was unable to agree on an apportionment plan, the members of the commission who had drafted proposed apportionment plans would take their plans to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court, under the Constitution, would decide which of those plans most nearly conform to the constitutional requirements. What happened was that the Republicans and the Democrats both submitted plans to the Michigan Supreme Court. The Republican plan had a smaller ratio of a smaller divergence within the population of each of the districts than did the Democratic plan. The way these things were presented, the ratio was spelled out as 1.003 or 5 or 7, whatever, to 1. So, in effect, the largest district would be 3 or 5 or 9, 1/10,000 larger than the smallest district. Or maybe the average, I forget how that was calculated, but it was a very minimal standard. The court, during the course of the pendency of the litigation that came to us under the Constitution, allowed the Democratic side of the Apportionment Commission to amend their plan and to submit a new plan which had a still lower ratio of divergence among the population of the districts.
Now, this happened, do I understand correctly, after the formal declaration of deadlock that triggered the court's role.
Exactly. It happened after the case had already been brought to the court. And if I'm not mistaken, it was some sort of an order allowing or permitting additional time or holding the case in abeyance while this was accomplished. The Democrats then came in with a report that had, in fact, a smaller numerical divergence factor. The Republicans then asked for time to revise their bid, their program, downward, I suppose, to see if they couldn't produce something that was even closer to a dead even. The court refused to give the Republicans time to do that. Having then done so, the court took under consideration the case and heard the arguments of counsel and concluded that our duty as a court to decide which plan most nearly conformed to the Constitution was a very mechanical duty. It was simply to look at the divergence ratios and pick the lowest one.